Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you want to follow Strictly Anonymous Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, go to at Strict Anonymous. Definitely go there and follow me. I haven't promoted my social media in all of 6 years I've been doing my show. I should have 10,000 followers. I have like chump change, hundreds, 200, I don't know. So go follow me on Instagram or Twitter, like I said, at Strict Anonymous. If you haven't subscribed to my show, subscribe, write a review. If you could write a review, thank you to everybody who's wrote me really great reviews lately. Reviews really help the show. If you are on YouTube, or even if you're not on YouTube, go to YouTube, subscribe to my channel, like my episodes, and comment on them. I love hearing from the people who listen to my show. Typically in the past, people used to email me, and people still do email me, but now a lot of people go to YouTube and they comment on that. Episodes there, and I love that. I love talking to the people that listen to my show and discussing things. People talk to each other. The guests actually go onto YouTube and talk and answer people's questions. So if you have any questions about any of my for any of my guests, go to my YouTube channel. Even if you don't, go to my YouTube channel and subscribe. And like I said, comment, like, all that shit. That all helps my channel there. I like YouTube as a platform. If you want to join my Patreon page, if you have a pantyhose fetish, or you just want to support my show, I have a couple different tiers. The lowest one, just to, like I said, if you just want to support my show, is $3. It's $3 a month. You get early access to all of these episodes. You get them Friday, whereas everybody else gets them Sunday night. And you also get monthly Q&As where I give out a lot of scoopage. Somebody told me that my Q&A for this month, I put them out every month and on the 15th, and somebody just said that it was really hot this month. I was like, oh, okay. Was it all the panty talk? And the funny thing is somebody asked me about my panties, and I answered that question there. And it turns out that my episode today is about panties. So there's something in the air. I don't know. I mean, that was on purpose. But anyway, so if you want to join my Patreon page, you want to learn more about the show, get a Q&A, get those episodes early. Like I said, just there's a $3 tier, then there's a middle tier. And then if you're really into pantyhose, I have a whole special pantyhose section there. It's $7 a month, and you get a lot of pantyhose extra content. I call my pantyhose guys, they're hosers. So if you want to be a hoser, one of my hosers, go there and join my Patreon page. Patreon.com/Strictly Anonymous Podcast. What else? If you want to be on the show, this is a call in advice show, but I know I call it Strictly Anonymous Confessions. It's really a place where people call in to talk about their naughty secret lives. Even if you don't have it, even if your secret life isn't naughty or you just have a problem, I'd love to have you on my show. Go to strictlyanonymouspodcast.com and click on be on the show, or send me an email directly at strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. I'll send you a sign-in form and you'll book a time to call in. I have a lot of people backed up to call in. To air. I've taped a lot of people, but I eventually tape every single person that I talk to. So now let's get to the guy I have on this week. I have on a guy named Chris. Like I said already, he's into panties, not pantyhose, panties. And he fully cross-dresses too, right? But panties was his first fetish that he was into, and he got into panties at a really young age. We talk all about that. And what was interesting about him, about his whole panty fetish, is that he was always super open about it with his wife, with all of his girlfriends from day one. And he's like in his 50s, which isn't typical for people of that age to be so open back in the day, right? I'm from that generation, so I know. So it was pretty ballsy of him to do it. But he's been very open and out there about his panty fetish. And when I say it's panties, it's not that he likes panties on other women. And he does like panties, but he also likes to wear them. And that's what he was honest about. His wife was super cool with it. Eventually, he started to fully cross-dress. She was cool with that. He kind of called his wife Vanilla in an email, but I don't think she's Vanilla. I think that she was pretty open-minded. But he also has another side. I mean, besides, like I said, the panties, it did progress into cross-dressing, fully cross-dressing. And we talk all about that too. We talk all about his panty fetish. We talk about the stuff that he would do with his wife with panties, like she wears panties, he wears panties, and what they do. And then we talk about the stuff that he does recently started doing behind his wife's back. And that includes like hooking up with guys. And I've heard this a lot. It's that whole thing where, you know, you're going to hear Chris say, I'm not into guys, but he does like to get blowjobs. He does like to give blowjobs, to guys, right? And he does that behind his wife's back. So something she doesn't know about. He doesn't think she'd be cool with it. And we discuss that. We discuss, you know, when he started doing that, what he exactly does with guys, where he met them, where he hooks up with them, and all that good stuff. So anyway, I'm going to be right back on with Chris.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous.
Hey, Chris, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you today?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. So you're like calling in and you fit into a very common category that I've had on my show. And it's something that I learned when I did my show, how many, you know, guys out there were living this secret bisexual life, right? And you're one of them.
Correct? Yes, I am. Yes.
So, and how long have you been married for?
Going on 25 years.
Oh, wow. And then how old are you now?
I am 50.
So you got married in your 20s, right? Was it like your high school sweetheart? How long were you with her beforehand?
It was not my high school sweetheart. We were together 3 years before we got married.
Okay. And you said in the email that she's like super vanilla. Was she always vanilla, or is it like 25 years later she's vanilla? You know, because sometimes in the beginning, sex is like really great. And then I would assume after 28 years, it might not be so good. I don't know. You tell me.
I guess she's always been pretty vanilla. She's gotten more vanilla over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a good sex life.
You do. Uh-huh.
It's just, you know,
she's not a dude.
Very, very traditional. It's very, you know, girl on top, you know, man on top sort of thing. It's not anything that's freaky by any chance.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, she's not a guy, right? You have this desire, and I don't know how hardcore that desire is, but to be with men sometimes. She can't satisfy that, right? She's a chick.
Right. So, yeah. So, from the beginning, from when I was a kid, I had a panty fetish.
Mm-hmm.
And I pretty much wear panties pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing that for, I don't even know how long, you know.
Since you saw a pair of panties?
Pretty much, yes. Uh-huh. And, you know, she kind of dabbles in that, kind of feeds into my fetish a little bit with the panties. And we oftentimes will wear matching panties together. And, you know, she uses her panties on me and stuff. And we do stuff like that, which, you know, I don't know that you would consider that vanilla.
No, but not at all.
So we've done that from, you know, pretty much day one. So
yeah, no, you're the one that used the word vanilla in your email. I mean, I'm not calling, I don't know your wife, you know, you're the one that coined her the vanilla wife. So I'm surprised that, I mean, she knows about your cross-dressing and like, you know, you guys dabble in it. That's pretty the opposite of vanilla, if you ask me, for sure.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, yeah. So, you know, I've told her from the beginning about, you know, what I like to do. And, she obviously knows about the panties and the cross dressing and stuff. And, but she doesn't know that I like to sometimes play with other guys that are wearing panties also.
Right. So she doesn't know, does she know anything about your bi side at all? Or just, she just knows about the wearing the panties and the cross dressing?
She does not know anything about my bi side. I've only been with probably three guys. It's not something that I don't know how to describe it. It's not something that is like a burning fire inside of me that I have to do it. It's when I'm in the mood and I'm dressed up, I like to think about sucking cocks.
Right. And you've only really been with a couple guys in your whole life, but sometimes it's just the fantasy that you like.
Correct.
And that's most of the time enough.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And now, do you dabble with guys online as well, like when you're not with actual guys in person?
Oh, sure, sure.
Mm-hmm. Because I wonder, you know, there's like that fine line, right? Like if your husband is not meeting, like what would a woman think, right? Like, is it still cheating if, you know, you're online just talking to guys and doing that stuff with guys or like virtually as opposed to physically, you know, in person? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think she would be accepting of it,
mm-hmm.
but that's kind of why I keep that side of me secret.
Well, but let's go back to, I want to go back to the beginning. I do want to get to the point of like when you knew you were into panties and how you figured out you were into guys. But what I want to know about your wife is, you know, there must have been a lot of questions when she found out you were into panties, right? And I would assume some of those questions would be like, do you want to be with men? Are you gay? Right? Like, I would think somebody would just think those thoughts and there would be those questions. Did you have those kind of conversations early on after you admitted it to her?
No.
No?
No. It's just always been part of me. You know, and prior to her, I've had girlfriends that, you know, I came out to about, you know, my panties, and they weren't accepting of it, and that was the end of our relationships. And I just decided, you know, any woman that would I'm going to be involved with in the long term is going to, I'm going to be upfront about it, and if she's good with it, then you know, we could possibly have a future together. If not, then on to the next one. And it's never been an issue. It's always been.
It's not about being an issue. No, that's not what I mean. I mean, like, I wonder if at some point, because you were into panties, that your wife questioned you about also being bi, and that's where you drew the line. Like, I'm going to be honest about the panties, but I'm not going to be honest about this. Or did she never even question you further about it? I get that she accepted it, and that's great. And I give you credit. So, like, back in the day, right? I'm from your generation. I'm 51. So for a guy in your early 20s, in that time, admitting to your partner that you were into that and admitting to all of your partners, that's really ballsy of you and pretty evolved, right? A lot of guys wouldn't have admitted it. I have a slew of them on my calling into my show that they've been living a lie all their life, you know, and wanting to not live that lie anymore. You've been out with your cross-dressing, right? But you had this other secret going on, which is that you liked men. And I'm just wondering, I know she was accepting of the cross-dressing, but did she have questions about it that led to her actually asking you, are you bi? And did you just, you obviously would have said no. I mean, did she ever even bring that up to you?
No, it's never been brought up. And, you know, the three guys that I've played with has only been in the last probably year and a half. So, up until that point, you know, I was not playing with anybody else but her. And so this is kind of like a recent development, I guess you would say.
Right. Yeah. Very recent, considering you've went all those years, you know, being monogamous and then just a year and a half ago. But what, back in the day when you were trying on those panties and everything, and for the past 25 years, were you, have you always been fantasizing about men, or did the fantasies of men come way later too?
I guess it's been on and off over the years. It's been more so, obviously, in the last couple of years. And obviously, you know, the internet has evolved so much over the last 25 years that it's easier to find people that are have common interests than it was 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of the allure to me is the act of giving a guy a blowjob is, to me, like one of the most feminine things a woman can do. Mm-hmm. And when I get that chance to do that, I feel like I've accomplished my cross-dressing enough that this guy, this other guy, was allow me to suck his cock.
Mm-hmm. Like, you feel fully a woman, and that's what you're going for, right? When you're dressed up, it's sort of being that submissive and on your knees and a cock in your mouth makes you, it's like the ultimate, in your mind, view of being a full woman.
Yes.
Right?
That is correct.
Right. So it's, it comes from, because I've heard this a lot from cross-dressers. It's funny because I've had a lot of cross-dressers on my show. It wasn't until recently that I had people talking about this aspect of it, right? The aspect of, you know, just putting it on and being, wanting to be female when you are on. Yet when you're a man and you're not, and I'm assuming you're the same way, but correct me if I'm wrong, that when you're not dressed up in your panties and everything, like, you, the thought of being with a man, it that would not turn you on at all. It's strictly about when you're dressed up as a female, right? And wanting to be in that character, that that's appealing. And it's more to make you feel more like a woman. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct, yes.
Right. And so as a, but like when you were younger, how did you figure out that you were into guys? And was it confusing to you? Or let's start with the panties though, because that obviously started first, right? Like, how did you figure out that you were into panties? It's funny. I have a Patreon account where I have this whole pantyhose level, right? And they've been buying me pantyhose and make me try them on, and I give them my reviews, right? It's, I'm not going sexual with them at all. I'm just like factual, like, these feel good. They look, are you a member?
I'm actually a member. I contribute. I just joined a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Do you like those reviews? I don't know. But I, it was funny because I did one recently, and I was just wearing my pantyhose around the house, and I went out to see my son and talk to him for something. I forgot that I was wearing them, like, you know, and he was like, what the fuck? Like, I saw him, like, all of a sudden notice, and I see him. I'm not saying anything. I'm just watching, you know, and I just see him touching my leg. And then he goes to touch my arm, and he feels, like, the difference. And he was, like, fascinated by it. And he was like, I want tights, mommy. And I'm like, there are no tights for you. Like, I don't have tights for you. And we went, like, rifling through his costume drawer to find something that would give him the same effect, but he was like totally into it, right? So I just think that, you know, like, a very young age, like, you get these triggers, right? And these memories, might you might remember them. Like, for you, how do you remember that first time you saw panties and were into them? Good news, Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous, or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
Well, I have two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only son. I'm the only boy. So, I don't know that I recall the exact time mm-hmm. that I decided I wanted to try on a pair of panties and enjoyed it. I know I was probably pretty young, probably, you know, 10 or 11 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, panties, you know, 25 years ago, you know, 40 years ago, whatever, things were a lot more taboo than they are now.
Totally.
Like, seeing a girl's panties or her bra was, I mean, that was unheard of. That's not something that, you know, it was taboo for a girl to show her thong or what, you know, thongs weren't a thing back 40 years ago, but it's a lot, things were a lot more, I guess, not talked about back then. And girls' underwear was not to be shown. And now you go online, you can see it
everywhere. They go to events with see-through dresses on. I mean, that's just the way that it is. And it's the norm. I mean, these are just the way that it goes. Yeah, it's crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't recall the exact trigger moment of, you know, my fetish, but I do remember sneaking a pair of, you know, my sister's panties out of her drawer when she wasn't around and trying them on, and just kind of evolved from there, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And did you remember at any point, like, looking at your sisters and wanting to dress like them or be like them?
No, mm-hmm. no, not so much. And then, you know, as all cross-dressers probably, I'm sure have told you before, you know, it comes and goes. You might go purge everything, get rid of it for a few years, and then that desire always comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so I've gone through the same thing over the last 40 years of, you know, you purge everything and you think you're done with it, and then you start buying stuff again, and next thing you know, you're wearing panties 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right.
And you know, I've just gotten to the point in my life now where, you know, hey, I'm not hurting anybody else. You know, so what? So I like to wear panties, you know. If you've got a problem with that, then that's fine. We don't have to be friends, you know. So, yeah, it's, I enjoy it and it makes me feel good. And
but was it confusing for you when you were younger? Like, what, I mean, you must have gotten the whole naughty aspect of it. Was that like a turn on for you that it was naughty?
Sure. Uh-huh. Sure, sure. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then when did you have the balls to admit it to your girlfriends? Like, how did that come about?
Usually what I would do was I would buy her and myself a pair of matching panties, and I would wear my pair, and then, you know, or I would, you know, give them to her, or I'd give her her pair, and then, you know, I'd say, oh, I'd really like you to wear that pair of blue panties I gave you the other day Saturday night when we go out. And she, oh, okay, I'll wear them for you. And then I'd wear the matching pair that same night, and then, you know, things got hot and heavy. She would unzip my pants and we'd both be wearing the same pair of panties then. And to me, that's a huge turn on to me as well. And at that point, either, you know, some of my girlfriends said, oh, I don't like that, you know, don't do that again, whatever. Or most of the time they're, you know, pretty open to it. And it wasn't an issue, but, yeah, I mean, my wife and I have been doing it now for, you know, 25 years, so.
Yeah, but did word get around in your town that you were, like, the dude that likes to wear women's panties at all?
No, I don't believe so.
I'm surprised.
I live in a big enough city where, I don't live in a small town.
Oh, that's why.
I live in a big enough city that,
Yeah, it's cooler. Like the word like that doesn't get out, or maybe people don't even fucking care. Where I grew up, if there was a guy that did that and that cop to it, I'm sure there were guys that did that, but they didn't, you know, word would have spread like wildfire. And it would have been, it would have been talked about for sure and shamed. I mean, that's right. Why, unfortunately, back in that day and that in our time, you know, that's why a lot of people wouldn't be able to say something, you know, or admit it.
Sure.
So you had most girls you felt like were pretty cool with it and fine with it. And you just knew going into it when you got older that you're not going to wind up with anyone unless they were fine with it because it was something that you were very into.
Right. Yep.
And your wife, like how far along in your relationship would you actually tell people? And I ask this because there's probably guys that are listening right now that are cross-dressers. Maybe they're on the younger side. And it's like, you know, I think it's a good, like, when is the right time to tell somebody? When do you bring it up? And how did you bring it up? Because it seems like you were pretty successful at doing that and not having such a bad reaction.
Well, there's definitely a gray area. You don't want to do it, obviously, you know, right off the bat because you got to have enough comfort with the person that you're seeing to know that, you know, they're not going to say, well, I'll see you later. I've got somebody else on the hook, you know? So you definitely have to have
a foundation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of intimacy.
And then, what's that?
Like of intimacy, like you're not going to tell them before you have sex. Like, I mean, you have to get into it and get into like you have some sort of relationship with them for a while.
Exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then would you bring it up in the way that you just said? Most of the time it wasn't even a conversation. It was just like you'd buy the panties and then they have the panties and you just bring it on them in the midst of the heat of passion.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
That's kind of an interesting take on it. You know, I want like, you know, because I'm not a cross dresser and I'm not in your shoes, right? I would probably never think to give that advice to somebody, right? Like, oh, just like, you know, put on a pair of panties and, you know, but yet you're here to say that's the way it actually went down for you. And that's the way you always did it. And you were most of the time successful. So that's a really interesting fact, I think, because I would never think that would work, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's obviously been a number of years since I've had to expose that side of me to a new partner. But yes, it's
please, if it worked 40 years ago, it'll work now. I mean, 40 years ago, you were dealing with like a very different, you know, society that was putting so many different thoughts in people's minds that I think that was like a, you know, that it worked, I think is really great. Now, for your wife, you did that with her and she was like totally fine with it too. Is that how it went with your wife?
Yeah. That's pretty much how it happened.
And then, so you're wearing panties and stuff, but you say like you're a cross dresser, like how much more do you wear?
Well, when I get the time, which is not very often because, you know, we have a family and stuff, and but I, you know, I get into everything, makeup, wigs and dresses and skirts and all that stuff. So bras and when I can.
So how does it go with your wife, like, or any of these girls, right? Like, so you're like, here's a pair of panties. Now I got my panties on. And then how is it that, you know, eventually they find out that you're into, you know, going full on cross dressing? I mean, does it happen gradually that you expose that whole thing, or is that exposed right after you see that they're down with the panties that you pull out all the rest of your stuff?
So my wife has been the only one that I knew that I had
fully cross dressed. Right. Uh huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And how did you reveal that to her?
I don't really recall how it evolved into that, but, it's always been, you know, it's not like she discovered it. It was just like, it kind of just evolved into that.
Right. It wasn't like the panties and then you're like, oh, the next day you went full on. I mean, maybe you went from here.
Correct.
Right. A little bit here, a little bit there until, but she eventually accepted all of it. Every step of the way, there was never any kind of pushback.
Correct.
Yeah. I wouldn't call your wife vanilla. And she fucks you like when you're fully dressed as a woman?
No. We've done that years ago. Mm-hmm. It's been a number of years since I've cross-dressed around her.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays it's, you know, just when I'm home alone. But yeah, I mean, we oftentimes wear matching panties together, but that's about as far as it goes when she's here.
Nowadays. But back in the day when you did do it in full get up, right, and fully cross-dressed, did you like want to be more submissive and take them, you know, a more submissive role sexually, and she was more dominant? Did things change that way, or were you still like the guy in the relationship at that point? You know, because that's when I would think, like, wouldn't she wonder if maybe you would be into guys a little bit?
So I would consider myself submissive.
Yeah.
More than dominant, but uh-huh. She is not the dominant type.
Right.
Nor is she submissive. So that's never been a part of our sex.
Right. So even when you're dressed up in as a female, it's not like you're still being yourself and you're always sort of submissive. So it doesn't seem like you're switching.
Correct.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because I get a lot of guys on here that I've had on before that were more very dominant. I think the ones that keep it more of a secret, right? I think a guy recently, I don't know if I've aired him yet or if I just talked to him. I just have so many people, so I don't remember. But he was saying that, you know, he's so dominant in his regular life and he feels like that's what his wife digs about him so much, that the big fear is that if he revealed that he has this submissive side that he likes to dabble in every now and then, that she would be completely turned off. But for you, it wasn't like a shock, right? Because you're submissive even when you're being yourself, which is a male, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And why do you think that recently, you know, the whole guy thing and the interest has come into play? Do you think it's just a natural progression and over time, like, you know, you got into that as well?
Yeah, I think the internet has definitely brought like-minded freaks together.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm on FetLife and I've dabbled in a couple other websites, and you start talking to a guy that has the same interests as you and find out you're not that far apart, that you might be 30 minute drive apart or whatever, and you just kind of evolve slowly, I guess.
Right. But when did you start to think you were married already? Right. Because you said that it wasn't like when you were younger that you realized that you were into guys. Right. I mean, how long ago did you start to fantasize about blowing guys when you were dressed up?
Oh, I would it's been probably several years and I, never acted on it.
Right. But just recently you did. Now, was these three guys that you were with, right, were they always you just blew them and that's all that went on, or did other things go down between you guys?
I would give them a blowjob and they would pull up their panties and leave.
Right. Oh, they're dressed in panties too?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, so that's like your fantasy is, they're dressed up and you're dressed up?
Well, so I was dressed up, but they were just like wearing like panties and bra underneath their regular clothes.
Right. So you're dressed up as a woman, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And they're dressed up as a man, but underneath they have panties on.
Correct.
Oh, interesting. Now, so it's like a reveal, like you like it to be revealed to you after you pull down, and sort of like a secret that they have that you're finding out about. Is that part of the turn on?
No. I knew going in that they were, you know, wore panties and bras.
No,
and
I know, too. But is do you like for them to wear it underneath as a part of like a fantasy turn on? You know what I mean? Like, because why?
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand why you like them to be dressed as a man with the panties underneath and you're the female. I don't know. It's because it's very specific, you know, and I find that a lot of times people like very specific things.
Right. So I'm not attracted to men personally.
Yeah.
I'm attracted to the idea of sucking cock.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a huge panty fetish. So therefore, I like to see everybody wearing panties, not just women.
Right. Interesting. Uh-huh.
So to me, that's just, that's normal. Like, they're wearing panties too. That's what I would expect, you know.
Right, because that's a part of the turn on, right? You don't,
sure.
You're not attracted to their face or anything like that. So, and it's really just, you just want to give them a blowjob. Do you swallow?
I have once.
Uh-huh. Now, was that yes. The first time or the last time?
It was the last time.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, if it was the first time, it means you didn't like it, that you never did it again. Now, did you enjoy swallowing? Was it something that you do again?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
You did. And now, after the first time that you're with a guy, right? I mean, you've been monogamous, I'm assuming, to your wife all this time, even with women. Like, I mean, you were monogamous your whole marriage with your wife?
Yes.
Okay. So, like, how did you feel after the first time that you were actually with a guy and cheated on her?
I guess a little guilty, but then also... like I got to scratch that itch. And then you want to do it again.
Right.
You know.
And then you did it again. This is the past year and a half. And so none of the times you felt guilty.
I felt a little guilty, I guess, but you know, they have something that she doesn't have. So, there's that side of it that says, well, you know, it's not cheating per se because she doesn't have a cock that I can suck.
Right, exactly. Now, do you feel, is there any part of you, because you've been so honest about everything else, that you would ever let her know about this side of you?
Yeah, I mean, I would be open about it if the time came that I thought that she would be accepting to it.
Uh-huh.
Like, if she, you know, wanted to have a male, female, male threesome, I would, you know, I'd be up for that for sure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and you would want her to be with the guy too? Like, both of you would be with him?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, yeah, I would at some point disclose my desires if the time was right.
Well, where do you hide all your stuff with these guys? Like, you know, where does she know about your FetLife account or any of these, you know, website profiles that you have? Does she know? I'm assuming she doesn't know about them.
No, she doesn't know about those.
You just have like, you just keep everything on your phone. I mean, how do you hide that shit from her?
We have separate computers and separate phones and, it's never really been an issue.
Right. And where have you met these guys when you meet them?
Well, I usually, the three that I've been with, I met them on FetLife and we talked for a while and, usually, we would meet at either my house or their house and
your house.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Where's your fucking wife when you're meeting these guys?
away.
I've heard that. Oh my God, girls should never. Women should never go away. So they go away. So she's. Does she travel for business or something?
No. But she goes to see her family every once in a while or whatever. So she'll be gone for a day or two.
Uh huh. And so that's when, so they've literally had you've literally had them come into your house, all of them?
Two of the three, yes.
And now, you said you have kids. Are they out of the house?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so these guys come over. You're never worried about your neighbors seeing or anything like that?
Well, to them, it would just be a guy coming into my house. They don't.
Right, yeah.
They don't know that they're wearing panties and bras underneath their guy clothes.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you're right, I guess. I don't know. You know what it is? I'm, because of like what I do on my podcast and the stories that I hear, I see all sorts of things like with my neighbors and like in the park and the right. playground. And I just put all these crazy stories to them. Do you know what
right.
I mean? Because my mind goes thinking. Like recently, like I know all my neighbors on my floor, right? I'm in an apartment building, right? And I call it like my block, mm-hmm. but it's really my floor. But I'm very good friends with one of my neighbors. They're both doctors. And I heard the craziest sex recently coming out. And it had to be from their door because all the other doors that are close to me don't have anybody that speaks like proper English like them. So like it was definitely, but it wasn't her because she has an accent, but he doesn't. So I know for a fact that I'm thinking like my neighbor is like having crazy bondage sex because that's the kind of loud shit that was going down. And she's sure. like her. I'm like, is he cheating on her? Is she having a threesome? Is she involved in it? Like, what the fuck is going on? Do you know what I mean? But like,
right.
there's so many possibilities that I know of that could be happening, right? Because, and then I have another friend in my building that I see her husband with guys all the time when she's not fucking around. And I'm like, oh. God knows how many blowjobs he's given when she's not around. So I think those things, and that's just why I think your neighbors would, you know, but most people don't right. read into shit like that like I do. Because right. I think most people don't know that these kind of things go on, right?
I guess, yeah.
They would have no idea that that guy's coming in, he has panties, like, right? No
right.
way.
Right, absolutely. No way, yeah.
Yeah. So how...
And it's not like it's a revolving door, it's... Like three times. So
yeah, but three. I gotta tell you though, I gotta say, Chris, that three times, like when you first said three times, I'm like, you're married for 25 years, you've been with her 28 years, like that's like no big deal. But three times in a year and a half
mm-hmm.
isn't as a little amount, especially because we've been in fucking COVID for 6 months, right? So
right.
you know,
well. Yeah, it hasn't been anything. So I say a year and a half, but that was...
Yeah, so it's three in a year. So we got to knock off. So it's even more, right? So that's not like that many. You know, if you were saying you're spaced out three guys in 25 years, I've only been with three guys, like that's not really a lot. And you say like it builds up and then you have to do it again. But like if you're saying you had three guys in a year, it's like it builds up every 3 or 4 months and you're with a guy. So, you know, I just wonder how much that escalates for you, if it right. escalated that fast when you met your first one, right? It's not like 3 years spaced out as much as I thought so in the beginning when I first was talking to you. This is why you got to ask a lot of questions. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because somebody right. says, oh, I, you know, I'm with my wife 25 years. I was only with the guys three times. It's like, that's a very different story than I just started being with guys a year ago, you know, and I've been with three. So it is a lot. And I wondered what comes next for you and if there needs to be. Like, how do you feel now that we've been in COVID, right, and you haven't been able to meet a guy? Is that itch, like, really dying to be scratched?
Not at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I guess... Right now, where, you know, I've had highs and lows over the years where sometimes I, you know, I'll wear panties 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 5 years straight. And then other times I won't wear panties at all. And I'll go, you know, a year without wearing anything.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, you know, right now where I'm at is, you know, I'm actually wearing panties right now, but.
Right.
That's it, you know. So right now that itch isn't there, but you know, next week it might be, or next month it might be, or who knows.
Mm-hmm. Now
there's definitely ebbs and flows, you know. So
yeah, for sure. Now, but in this past 6 months, right, when we all been locked down, I mean, are you still always doing your thing on FetLife and these other websites that you're on and talking to guys, or does that like wax and wane too, like along with your dressing up?
It ebbs and flows, just like dressing up those. Yeah.
Your interest. Right. And so how great was it when you were with those guys? Like, why don't you walk me through that first time? Like, how did you meet? Was it a guy that you were talking to a lot on FetLife? And
yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what it was. Yep. We were talking and, we talked a lot and, got to know each other and found out we, you know, weren't that far apart. And, he came over one day and, I sucked his cock.
But okay. But I just want more details. Like how old was he? Was he married? What was his deal?
He was married. Mm-hmm. And, he was, 5-6 years older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was into wearing panties and, as well. So, we had a lot in common and, you know, it's when you're married and trying to be discreet, it's easier to, play with somebody else that's married. Uh-huh. That also has,
restrictions, all the restrictions that you have.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're more understanding of like how long it's going to take to meet up and all that shit, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, discretion is definitely a high on the
for both
important list, though.
Which is great, yeah, because you know that that other person has as much to lose if this shit gets out as you have. So
exactly,
it's very helpful for sure. I think that's the same with like people who cheat with people of the opposite sex, right?
Right.
You know, it's like when the guy cheats with the single girl, like she goes fucking nuts and now she's banging on the door and the wife finds out, you know. But if you're cheating exactly with a woman that's married, she's not coming to your house, you know, anytime soon.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, so when this guy, I mean, who brought it up? I mean, you must have been like, because this is like, you know, your whole life wearing panties, doing this thing. Now, all of a sudden you're into guys and you're thinking about it and you're on FetLife. And all of a sudden, like, you're going to have a guy. That first time, did he come to you?
He did.
So, yep. Like, how horny were you about the fact that you were going to have this first experience for yourself?
Like, it was exciting. Yeah. Yeah.
And now, did you talk through it, you know, with the guy? Because, you know, I think everybody is into something different, right? You wanted to blow him. Did he blow you?
He did not.
He did not. And so you talked that through ahead of time?
Yes. Yeah. And we, you know, played fantasy, you know, back and forth talking on, you know, FetLife and stuff. And so, like, So to me, when I am in that mode and I'm dressed, it's not about having somebody else suck my cock. It's about me sucking cock.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when we talk fantasy, it's always about me on my knees, his hands on the back of my head, and taking his cock down my throat. It's never about them sucking me off.
Right, because you don't want to be a male, right? You're like a female in that scenario. So
correct.
That would like ruin that whole fantasy, right?
Correct.
So is the turn on when do you get yourself off? I'm assuming it's like after they leave, you go to town just with what happened, right?
No, that hasn't, that's not really a, you know, I'm 50 years old, so it's, you know, I'm not, you know, masturbating 5 times a day like I did when I was 19 years old.
Well, but if your dick isn't, if they're not blowing you, are you jerking off while you're doing it? I mean, do you come when you're with them, or do you wait until they leave?
I don't normally come. I save that for my wife.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So they leave. Your wife's not even around. You just mm-hmm. blew a guy. I'm assuming you're horny. Like, that makes you horny and pent up, right? But you hold on to all of that until your wife gets home?
Yep. Yep.
And then when you're with her, are you thinking about what you just did, or is it not about that?
Yeah, sometimes. Hmm. Yeah, sometimes I, you know, think about it when we're together.
And why do you think you do that?
Because it's a turn on.
Oh, okay. So you,
because it's naughty.
Oh, okay. So it's a part of the turn on that you just did something that she has no idea about.
Yeah, not so much that as so much as, you know, it's the majority of the world that's a guy dressing up as a woman and sucking cock is wrong to a lot of people. And it's naughty. It's not something that normal guys do. So that's part of the turn on, as well as wearing matching panties with my wife.
So when you put those two together, it's even more of a turn on than if you were just thinking about those naughty thoughts on your own.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you, oh, so the, because I think that that's like very specific that you would wait until she got back and not, is, or is any part of that like because you feel like if you did it without her, that would be cheating? That can't be, right? Because you're put cocks in your mouth. I mean,
no, right. It's like I said, I'm submissive by nature.
Oh,
so
right.
Denying myself
is a part of it,
that
right?
Pleasure of gratification is more of a turn on because now I'm, you know, I'm horny.
So
I've just had a hard cock in my mouth and and, you know, when you replay that scenario in your head later that night and you're having, I'm having sex with my wife, it's, you know, that's a turn on and you've had that excitement building in you, you know, all day or whatever. And that's just adds to the excitement.
Right. I think, you know, what I was thinking is like your wife's away for a couple days and you're waiting so long, but it's really like when she's just out for the day or something and you know that you're seeing her that evening.
Correct.
Right. Interesting. Hmm. Yeah. You never know what shit is going down. Right.
Right.
And do you have a preference? Like, as far as when guys are concerned, like, are you like a size queen? Do you care? Is it just, you know, do you, is it something specific that you dig like from these guys, or is it just somebody, you know, that you got to know and you find them attractive because you know them, or is it like what their dick looks like, or?
So, you know, I've only, like I said, done that with three guys. So I don't have a preference per se as far as, you know, big or small, or, you know, I've done it three times, or, you know, three guys, and, you know, it's been enjoyable all three times.
Mm-hmm. And was the second and third guys around your age? I mean, were they, you know, were they all relatively around your same age, or was that at your
yeah they were all, you know, married, and all three guys have been married and have, you know, around my age, and, you know, they were average looking guys. They wasn't anything that, you know, they weren't Brad Pitt or something where they were, you know.
Right. But do you care about that?
No.
Right. Because you're really, it's just really about being submissive and having that cock in your mouth, right? It's not really about them as an overall male presence.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Now, is it a one and done thing where, like, I mean, as far as, do you ever see that same person again?
So the one guy out of the three, I've seen him twice. And the other two was just one and done.
Right. And when you're with them, how about that? Is it like they come and it's okay, see you later? Or do they hang around and it happens a couple times in the evening, or?
No, they, you know, they come and they pull up their panties and
get the fuck out.
Okay, I'll see you later. Yeah, get the fuck out.
Yeah, just like a typical guy. You know, no one wants to sit and cuddle or talk. I mean, you're not on a date, right? I mean, it's just
right.
Like.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's so funny. So have you been like online talking to any guys recently that you're thinking to hook up with?
No, not recently. I haven't.
Mm-hmm. And your wife, you're just, you know, like you say, you have a good sex life with her. Do you feel like being with guys on the side has helped? You're like, I think you just said before that when you're with her, it's like amazing when right before you're with those guys. I mean, has it helped your sex life a little bit?
No, I don't think it's helped my sex life at all. My wife and I have had a good sex life over the years.
Right.
And, you know, we have sex probably 4 times a week. So it's, I don't think it's really changed my sex life, my married sex life.
Yeah. Yeah. But does it, was it confusing to you when you first started to realize that you were like into cock and found that appealing? Did you ever wonder about your sexuality, or is it just because it's such a slow progression into all the other things that you like that it's fine? Like it's, you don't think about it either way?
Yeah, I think it's just been such a slow progression that I don't really even think about it. It's just where I'm at, you know, now I'm old enough now that, you know, I don't care what other people think about me. So,
right. And now, so because you don't care what anyone thinks about you and you have this wife and you've been so honest with her and you did say before you wouldn't mind telling her, like, do you feel like eventually if, you know, you continue to do this, that you'd feel that you would want to tell her, or would it only be because, you know, she brought it up or something? I don't know. Like, how long do you think you could? Because you never really lived a secret life from your wife, you know? I mean, a lot of times I'm talking to people who have kind of the opposite life in that they're secret about everything. And then when they're around 50, they let everything out and their wives are okay with it, you know, and whatever.
Right.
With you, you've been very open about everything, you know, and all of a sudden at 50, here you are living a big secret life. You know, I think that it's pretty major, like you're getting you're blowing guys behind your wife's back. Right. And you were always monogamous and very open and honest with her. That's why if she ever found out, she'd be like, what the fuck? Like because she probably would never think you have anything else going on considering how honest you are about everything else. Right.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
So I just wonder like how long you feel you could go for that, because I think when you live a secret life, it could be, and I mean, it's new for you, but like it could be exhausting because there's a lot of energy that goes into keeping stuff secret on the side, you know, and I don't know if you have any confliction about that at all, or is it all fine with you?
Well, so I guess the difference is it's not like they're not my boyfriend. I'm not seeing these guys, you know, all the time. I'm not seeing, you know, it's not like having a girlfriend on the side where you're constantly, you'd be texting and sending pictures and trying to meet up and doing whatever you do. It's, you know, you talk online, you get to know somebody for, you know, make sure they're not, you try to vet them as well as you can without, you know, making sure they're not some psycho or whatever, as best you can. And they come over and, you know, we've played together and that's the end of it. It's not like an ongoing thing where.
Yeah. It's just sex is what you're saying. It has nothing to do with anything else.
Yeah.
But did you ever, but you never had like that kind of a hookup with a woman right behind her back?
No, I don't have that desire to do that. I'm really into my wife as far as, you know,
women are concerned.
Concerned, and she's everything I need as far as that.
Yeah.
You know, so I wish she was kinkier. I wish, you know, there's things we could do together that we don't do now, but.
Have you talked about threesomes with her ever?
I have not talked about threesomes. I've mentioned over the years and from day one that, you know, if she wants to go out and have sex with another guy, that's fine as long as she tells me all about it afterwards, you know.
And what was her reaction to that? Has she ever expressed any interest?
No, she doesn't have any interest in that.
Right. If she knew what I knew, though, that would have been like a little bit of a sign that, you know, maybe you were into guys, because I think a lot of people that like that scenario is because they, you know, they right. dig that the same sex, right?
I would think so, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So you've brought that up like you would be totally fine with that. You have no desire to be with other women. It's more that you want the only variety you're looking for is something that she can't give you.
Right.
Yeah, I would hope that you could eventually just be honest with her. Do you think she'd be totally not into it?
Yeah, I don't think she'd be into it.
Yeah, it's definitely a way harder pill to swallow as a partner than, oh, you know, I like to cross dress or wear pantyhose. You know, I talk to pantyhose people right. all the time, you know, or I want right. to wear a bra. You know, there's a lot of things that I think women could accept if they think that the guy's still just going to be with them and everything's cool. But when you say, you know, I like to be with men and or every now and then I'd like to dress up as a woman and be with a guy and give him a blowjob. I mean, that's a totally different thing, you know?
Right.
And
yep.
a lot of women won't accept that, wouldn't accept that. It'd be very difficult for them to accept that.
Right.
You know?
I agree.
So it's good that you don't feel guilty, right?
Yeah.
Or have any confliction yeah. about it because, you know, I wonder, though, when this shit lifts, you know, if you ever progress into doing anything else, do you have any fantasies that go farther than oral sex? Like, do you ever think of yourself as a bottom in a situation with a guy?
No, I that doesn't appeal to me. That's not part of my fantasy.
Uh-huh.
Like I said earlier, I think giving a guy a blowjob is like one of the most feminine things a person could do. And
yeah.
to me, that's like the most intimate thing because, you know, the vagina is designed for sex. The yeah. mouth wasn't. And for a woman to take a man's cock in her mouth, that's, you know, like the most female thing she could do. And for me, that's the turn on.
Yeah, let me tell you, when I was younger, you know, women, you know, a lot of women didn't fuck guys that they weren't dating. You know, it was a much more right. conservative time, right? And I just remember
sure.
when things were slightly changing and stuff, like some of my younger girlfriends would be like, oh, you know, I went out with that guy last night. And I'm like, oh, did you have sex with him? I'm like, no way. Like, to me, that's so much more degrading. You're like on your knees and his dick is in your mouth and he's a total stranger. Like, I don't know, you know. And it's not even doing anything for you, really, right? I mean, it's more about
right.
like you're just completely 100% pleasing him and you're not even involved. It's like I just never understood that mentality. And I think that is playing into your fantasy, right? Like you want to be
right.
that girl that's just totally taking the man. I mean, there's nothing more submissive than that, because when you're taking them in other ways, it's not just a totally submissive scenario, right?
Right.
Exactly. So I get why that's your thing. I was just wondering if it ever, you know, go, you know, how far it would go or if this is all that you'll do. I just wonder, you know, a year from now, how many more guys or like when COVID's done and you can be out there, will it increase? Will it go away? You know, who knows, right? I mean, because you say that it comes and goes all the time, all the stuff that you're into, right?
Right. Yeah, who knows? I don't know where it'll lead. I can just tell you where I'm at right now is, you know, that desire is not there right at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I can say. I can't say what's going to happen a year down the road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so are you really into pantyhose considering you're a cross-dresser and it's a part of your gear?
So I've worn them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a huge thing for me.
Yeah.
I'd like to see, women wearing them. It's sexy and stuff, but
yeah.
Yeah, I'm more into the panties and bras than I am pantyhose.
Yeah. 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 And you wear bras. Do you like, you wear bras when you cross dress, right?
Yes.
And do you like stuff them or do you have like something or how do you wear them?
I just buy like the smallest cup, you know, I can find.
Right, right, right. So it's more about just the visual, but you don't like put fake tits in there or anything like that.
No. Huh? Nope.
Right, right. Yeah, no, that's super interesting. Anything else you want to share before I wrap it up?
No, I think that's, I think you've dragged pretty much everything out. So.
I always wonder. I mean, sometimes like, you know, a lot of times I just take control of the conversation, you know, and just keep firing off my questions. And sometimes I wonder, like, oh, am I going in the direction that the person thought it would, or is there something that I'm missing, you know? So I just wanted to make sure, because I think I definitely controlled this. I mean, sometimes I do it more so than others. Some people are very good storytellers and they just want to talk the whole time and they lead it. But with you, it was very much me asking all the questions. So I just want to make sure that there wasn't anything that you wanted to talk about that I missed.
No, I think we've covered pretty much everything.
Yeah, super interesting. I found out, I've heard a couple things on here that I think are different than other people, you know, and that's what is so interesting about my show, right? I have a lot of the same topics or people on, you know, with the same kind of stories, but when you really question each person, each story is unique, right? Because each person is unique. You know, you could compare your cross-dressing episode, this one, and it's got some bisexual, and you'll go in all those playlists, you know, on my YouTube channel, and then people will listen, and each one is different. And I think what's great and what's useful and helpful about my show is that people can relate to some of the things, you know, and be like, oh, I'm exactly like that guy. And a couple of things that you've talked about here have been different than something that I've heard before, which is always interesting to me because I'm always learning, right? On my show, when I talk to people, and hopefully other people that are listening will not only learn, but maybe relate to your story and it will resonate with them. You know, like I said, I think, you know, the other interesting thing that you brought up was because you were very successful at being very open about your life from early times and how you did it is interesting take on how to let your freak flag fly right from the beginning, right? I don't know. Like I said, I would never think to be like, oh, just wear it and let's show them, you know, and do it your way. But it worked. And so I think that that's a good example of maybe what somebody else could try in their own life if that's their fetish and they want to put it on their partners, right? Or reveal themselves.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, you know, wearing panties isn't, it's not hurting anybody. It's not like, hey, I got somebody tied up in my basement down here. Let's go have a look. No, you know, it's a pair of panties. It's not the end of the world. You know, if you don't like it, then that's your problem, not my problem.
Right, exactly. So. And what you explained is that most of the women that you were with were accepting of it. They weren't like, oh my God, what the fuck, right? It wasn't like everything. Right. So I think that that's interesting to know. I would never think to give that advice, but you gave that advice, and I think it's good advice, and it could be helpful to somebody else who's listening. Because I do believe that a lot of people find my show because they're Googling for things secretly, right? It's a lot of people live these lives out secretly. So, you know, I always like when there's some advice given too. And I think that you did give some advice as well.
So, you know, I think as a wife, as a girlfriend, they would be more hurt knowing that you've been hiding that side of you for the last 25 years or 20 years or whatever, than they are if you're just up front and say, hey, you know, I like to wear women's panties right from the get-go, as opposed to hiding it. And then they're more upset that you've hidden it from them for all those years than they are that actually the fact that you wear panties.
Right. But I have to say something that just came up in my head, and I believe it's going to come up in other people's heads when they're listening to this, but take that exactly what you just said and relate that to the part of you that you're not telling her about, which is the guy thing, right?
Right.
It's, you know?
Yeah. That's, I was thinking that same thing when I was talking.
You're right. Take your own fucking advice. I mean, you're like, what? And you know, it may be, listen, you know, the way it came up for you is this is not something that you've been thinking about all this time. It's a recent thing. So, you know, maybe you could figure out some way of letting her know so she could come on that journey with you as well. I don't know. Right. Like I said, I get it. It's a much harder thing to throw into the mix and for a woman to be accepting, and a lot of women wouldn't be, you know?
Right.
So I get it if you never do, or it's a, you know, it's easier said than done with different fetishes, you know, but Right. I think you're here to say if it's just a panty fetish or a bra fetish or even a pantyhose fetish, like, you know, it is right. way better when you get right. to, you know, even a guy that did that and was open with that still finds it difficult to do it with, you know, I like to suck cock sometimes.
Right.
But, you know, keep me posted if you ever do wind up telling her. Let me know. And I think you'll find this episode really interesting when you hear it back. I think people get Great. Something more out of it when they hear their story as a third person. And let me know if it makes you feel any more bolder in telling her or whatever. But keep me posted. Thanks so much for, A, being a member on my Patreon and, B, calling in and sharing your story.
It was great talking with you.
All right. Cool, Chris. Thanks for calling. I'll let you All know right. when I air it. Okay, bye.
Great. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.